Chapter 2, The Call to Young People, Divine Appointment. The Lord has appointed the youth to be His helping hand. With such an army of workers as our youth rightly trained might furnish, how soon the message of a crucified, risen, and soon coming Savior might be carried to the whole world. We have an army of youth today who can do much if they are properly directed and encouraged. We want our children to believe the truth. We want them to be blessed of God. We want them to act a part in well-organized plans for helping other youth. Let all be so trained that they may rightly represent the truth, giving the reason of the hope that is within them, and honoring God in any branch of the work where they are qualified to labor. Youth in church work. Youthful talent, well-organized and well-trained, is needed in our churches. The youth will do something with their overflowing energies. Unless these energies are directed into right channels, they will be used by the youth in a way that will hurt their own spirituality and prove an injury to those with whom they associate. When the youth give their hearts to God, our responsibility for them does not cease. They must be interested in the Lord's work and led to see that He expects them to do something to advance His cause. It is not enough to show how much needs to be done and to urge the youth to act a part. They must be taught how to labor for the Master. They must be trained, disciplined, drilled in the best methods of winning souls to Christ. Teach them to try in a quiet, unpretending way to help their young companions. Let different branches of missionary effort be systematically laid out in which they may take part, and let them be given instructions and help. Thus they will learn to work for God. In earliest years, let the kindness and courtesy of the minister be seen in his treatment of children. He should ever bear in mind that they are miniature men and women, younger members of the Lord's family. These may be very near and dear to the Master, and if properly instructed and disciplined, will do service for Him even in their youth. Let not the youth be ignored. Let them share in the labor and responsibility. Let them feel that they have a part to act in helping and blessing others. Even the children should be taught to do little errands of love and mercy for those less fortunate than themselves. Parents should teach their children the value and right use of time. Teach them that to do something which will honor God and bless humanity is worth striving for. Even in their early years, they can be missionaries for God. Future before youth. Many a lad of today, growing up as did Daniel in his Judean home, studying God's word and His works, and learning the lessons of faithful service, will yet stand in legislative assemblies, in halls of justice, or in royal courts as a witness for the King of Kings. Timothy, a mere youth when chosen. Paul saw that Timothy was faithful, steadfast, and true, and he chose him as a companion in labor and travel. Those who had taught Timothy in his childhood were rewarded by seeing the son of their care linked in close fellowship with a great apostle. Timothy was a mere youth when he was chosen by God to be a teacher, but his principles had been so established in his early education that he was fitted to take his place as Paul's helper, and though young, he bore the responsibilities with Christian meekness. Reserves to fill up the ranks. The burden bearers among us are falling in death. Many of those who have been foremost in carrying out the reforms instituted by us as a people are now past the meridian of life and are declining in physical and mental strength. With the deepest concern, the question may be asked, who will fill their places? To whom are to be committed the vital interest of the church when the present standard bearers fall? We cannot but look anxiously upon the youth of today as those who must take these burdens and upon whom responsibilities must fall. These must take up the work where others leave it, and their course will determine whether morality, religion, and vital godliness shall prevail, or whether immorality and infidelity shall corrupt and blight all that is valuable. Pioneers in toil and sacrifice, we must manifest confidence in our young men. They should be pioneers in every enterprise involving toil and sacrifice, while the overtaxed servants of Christ should be cherished as counselors to encourage and bless those who strike the heaviest blows for God. Young men are wanted. God calls them to missionary fields. Being comparatively free from care and responsibility, they are more favorably situated to engage in the work than are those who must provide for the training and support of a large family. Furthermore, young men can more readily adapt themselves to new climates and new society and can better endure inconveniences and hardships. By tact and perseverance, they can reach the people where they are. Many young men who have had the right kind of education at home are to be trained for service and encouraged to lift the standard of truth in new places by well-planned and faithful work. By associating with our ministers and experienced workers in city work, they will gain the best kind of training. Acting under divine guidance and sustained by the prayers of their more experienced fellow workers, they may do a good and blessed work. As they unite their labors with those of the older workers, using their youthful energies to the very best account, they will have the companionship of heavenly angels. And as workers together with God, it is their privilege to sing and pray and believe and work with courage and freedom. The confidence and trust that the presence of heavenly agencies will bring to them and to their fellow workers will lead to prayer and praise and the simplicity of true faith. Lines of work. There are many lines in which the youth can find opportunity for helpful effort. Companies should be organized and thoroughly educated to work as nurses, gospel visitors, and Bible readers, as canvassers, ministers, and medical missionary evangelists. We should educate the youth to help the youth, and as they seek to do this work, they will gain an experience that will qualify them to become consecrated workers in a larger sphere. Young men and women should be educated to become workers in their own neighborhoods and in other places. Let all set their hearts and minds to become intelligent in regard to the work for this time, qualifying themselves to do that for which they are best adapted. Secret of success. Follow on, young man, to know the Lord, and you will know that He is going forth as prepared as the morning. Seek constantly to improve. Strive earnestly for identity with the Redeemer. Live by faith in Christ. Do the work He did. Live for the saving of the souls for whom He laid down His life. Try in every way to help those with whom you come in contact. Talk with your elder brother, who will complete your education, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. A close connection with Him who offered Himself as a sacrifice to save a perishing world will make you acceptable workers. Organize for service. Young men and young women, cannot you form companies and as soldiers of Christ, enlist in the work, putting all your tact and skill and talent into the Master's service that you may save souls from ruin? Let there be companies organized in every church to do this work. Will the young men and young women who really love Jesus organize themselves as workers, not only for those who profess to be Sabbath keepers, but for those who are not of our faith? Let young men and women and children go to work in the name of Jesus. Let them unite together upon some plan and order of action. Cannot you form a band of workers and have set times to pray together and ask the Lord to give you His grace and put forth united action?